And once again, it's time for that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, the mighty 101.5 FM. I'm one of your co-hosts, Jim Samaria.
And I am your co-host, Mark Plotnick. As we do each week, Jim and I bring you music, backstories, and interviews spanning the most prolific era of rock and roll music.
Mark and I are authors of the book Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, which, by the way, is available on Amazon and at Quimby's Bookstore in Chicago. The book features my photography of classic rock artists from 1973 to present day with words by that all-knowing rock and roll pundit, the one, the only, Mark Plotnick.
Yeah. Well, Jim, I'd like to start today's show with a question. Which one's Pink?
Pink, the pop star. Alicia Beth Moore, Pink.
No, I mean, which member of the band Pink Floyd is Pink?
There is no Pink in Pink Floyd. It's
what?
As far as I know, there's no Pink in Pink Floyd.
Oh God, I was hoping we could get Pink for an interview on this show, but there's no Pink Floyd, huh?
No.
All right. Well, you know, surely our knowledgeable listeners know we've been kidding around about this, but for those who don't know, yes, there is no Pink in Pink Floyd, but the band members were Syd Barrett, Roger Waters, Rick Wright, Nick Mason, and David Gilmour.
Okay, what's that have to do with today's show?
Well, you would ask me that question. Mm. Well, I thought it would be different if we played songs from each of the members' solo albums and then filled in with some backstories and trivia. I mean, how many music radio hosts have done that? I don't think very many, if any.
No, well, I'll start out with some of the things about Pink Floyd that I know.
Okay.
They're one of the biggest grossing rock acts of all time. They have the greatest album sales of all time, 250 million units of albums they have sold. Their album Dark Side of the Moon spent, I think it was like 20 years on the Billboard 200 chart, and no other album has even come close. Most marriages don't last long. And actually,
ours have, though.
Yeah, well, my fourth and fifth ones did. So, and the album Dark Side of the Moon has been certified platinum, get this, 15 times.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yes, and their live concerts are legendary, you know, with their elaborate light shows and props. You and I have been to several. But let's transition to our music segment. Which member of Pink Floyd would you like to start with?
Well, let's start with Syd Barrett. Might as well start at the beginning. He was a mythical figure in the Pink Floyd story, and he had the looks, he had the writing skills. He was a great poet, but he also had a very, very fragile mind, and he cracked up early in his career.
Yeah, he did. He was brilliantly eccentric, quintessentially English in his approach to music. He was not a great guitarist in the traditional sense, but he was a master wordsmith who could reach into his strange mind and put whimsical thoughts to verse.
And Syd wasn't really his name. It was Roger Keith Barrett is what he was born with. He was born in 1946 in Cambridge, England, which is an old town with a lot of universities and culture. And as a child, he tinkered with many instruments. He won poetry awards, and he spent a great deal of time drawing and writing. You know, he's quite the artist. And at the age of 14, he was immersed in his hometown's bohemian culture. After forming a band and playing Beatles covers, who didn't, right? he started writing.
Newsflash.
Yeah. And he started writing music, and in 1964, he moved to London where he studied painting.
Yep, and that's where Pink Floyd began. Barrett connected with Roger Waters, who was already playing in a band with keyboardist Rick Wright and drummer Nick Mason. And after Barrett joined, the band took the name Pink Floyd by combining the first names of two Georgia blues singers. Their music consisted of a little blues, a little R&B, a little folk, a little psychedelia. They were very underground.
It's amazing how many bands started out in England as blues bands.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You would think Pink Floyd did.
You've mentioned that many times.
Yeah. Well, I just did again.
Okay, I'm not counting.
It's okay. In 1967, Pink Floyd recorded their debut album, The Piper at the Gates of Dawn, for which Barrett was the main songwriter. They toured with Jimi Hendrix, but later that same year, Barrett's behavior got more bizarre. Those who knew him said the death of his father took a toll on him, and his already fragile mental state just got a little bit worse, I guess. The addition of LSD pushed him over the edge, you think? Yeah. And by the end of 1967, the band hired friend David Gilmour to cover for Barrett. But 1968, Barrett was out and Gilmour was in.
Yeah, Syd released two solo albums in 1970, basically marking the end of his music career. His last performance before an audience took place in 1972. few years later, he moved back to Cambridge, where he returned to painting, his first love. But he became a recluse after the paparazzi hounded him. It seemed every Barrett sighting became front page news in all the music press. He died of cancer at age 60, and as most people know, the Pink Floyd album Wish You Were Here was in reference to their troubled bandmate.
Syd Barrett's first solo album was called The Madcap Laughs. And his bandmates Roger Waters and David Gilmour both appear on the album. The music is an acquired taste, not my taste. But
which is why we're not going to play any songs from it.
But it remains an important document for those wishing to understand the early roots of Pink Floyd and the mind of Syd Barrett.
Well, his follow-up album was called Barrett, and it was released the same year. Guest musicians included Pink Floyd's David Gilmour and Rick Wright, as well as Humble Pie drummer Jerry Shirley. Both Gilmour and Wright tried their best to make the sound cohesive because Barrett was not cooperating. But let's give a listen to the song Baby Lemonade.
That was Baby Lemonade by Syd Barrett from his, actually that was his second album. And speaking of David Gilmour and Rick Wright, who were on that album, they both released their debut solo albums in 1978. But we're going to start first with keyboardist Rick Wright. He was born in London in 1943, and he was Pink Floyd's quiet, unsung hero who learned to play numerous instruments. He was quite a talented man. And his heroes were jazz players like John Coltrane and Miles Davis rather than other keyboard players.
Yes, Rick fused jazz, neoclassical, and experimental music, which became the foundation for Pink Floyd's celestial sounds. Unlike his more flamboyant keyboard contemporaries, though, he preferred texture and tasteful solo passages over soloing. While not Pink Floyd's primarily vocalist or songwriter, he did write significant parts of the music for several earlier albums, but then his contributions trailed off due to personal distractions and lack of creative interest.
Wright had two solo albums, the first being Wet Dreams in 1978, and all but one song was written by Wright, and he also self-produced. It's a lot of work to do that. Mm-hmm. And this is what I find very interesting. The album features some notable musicians, including original Robin Trower drummer Reg Isidore, and an in-demand session player, Mel Collins, on sax and flute. I think he played in King Crimson, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, he did. Very good, Jim. I'm impressed.
You're welcome.
Wright explained the reason behind his debut solo album. He said it rekindled his creative energies and served as an outlet for relieving pressures that had built up within Pink Floyd. And there were a lot of pressures within Pink Floyd.
I can imagine. A lot of pressures in the studio here today. Our first Rick Wright song is Pink's Song. I guess that's who Pink is, right? It's from his 1978 album. It was written by Wright's then wife. And on the first listen, the lyrics sound like Wright is looking for a way out of Pink Floyd. I'm going to have to listen closely. But the song is really about a family friend nicknamed Pink who tutored Rick's children while he and his wife spent 6 months in Greece as tax exiles. Immediately following will be the song Mediterranean Sea off the same album.
Quiet, smiling friend of mine, thrown into our lives. You gave everything you could, saw through our disguise. I had to stay.
You had just heard Pink Song and Mediterranean Sea by Rick Wright. You are listening to the Classic Rock Show on WHRU-LP, Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, and on demand 24/7.
And Mark, by the way, Rick Wright's final live performance took place in 2007 when he was a member of David Gilmour's band, and unfortunately he passed away in 2008.
Well, let's move on to singer, guitar, songwriter David Gilmour. He was born on March 6, 1946, and like Pink Floyd's co-founder Syd Barrett, he was born in Cambridge, England, where the two crossed paths. Although Waters was Pink Floyd's primary lyricist and ideas man for much of the band's post-71 output, Gilmour's guitar and vocals were essential elements to the band's appeal. He is one of rock's most influential and lauded guitarists and is instantly recognizable by his technique and tone. He also made important songwriting contributions to some of Floyd's most beloved songs.
And Gilmour had some guitar players that were very influential to him. Jimi Hendrix and Hank Marvin were two of them. And Gilmour could play several instruments. He was quite talented. And although the feuding between Gilmour and Waters is legendary, we're not going to talk about it on today's show.
Well, Jim, Gilmour has made four successful studio albums, all broke the top 40 in the U.S. and U.K. Gilmour has also enjoyed enormous success touring as the David Gilmour Band.
And he's actually my favorite member of Pink Floyd, so I'm looking forward to hearing these songs. The songs that we're going to play are from his first two solo albums. The first is called Short and Sweet, and it's from his 1978 debut album titled David Gilmour.
Thank you.
Well, we're getting to the close end of part one of that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, the mighty 101.5 FM, which is available on demand 24/7. We got a few minutes left, and we're going to close out with another David Gilmour song from his first solo album. It's called No Way.
There's no way I'm gonna let go. There's no way because it's my show. Not my style.